Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Should I be confirmed, I will, with the utmost strength and dedication, work every day to protect and secure our homeland.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and that is Kirstjen Nielsen. She's President Trump's pick to head the Department of Homeland Security. The president formally announced yesterday that he wants Nielsen to replace John Kelly, who gave up the Homeland Security Secretary job to be White House Chief of Staff.
Kirstjen has my full faith and confidence, and she also has the complete confidence of the law enforcement officers, dedicated professionals, and senior leadership at the Department of Homeland Security.
Kirstjen Nielsen is currently Deputy Chief of Staff at the White House, but she isn't a household name across this country. Eliana Johnson is national politics reporter for Politico. Eliana, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Kirstjen Nielsen isn't well known to the general public, Eliana, but what do we know about her?
Well, she is a cybersecurity expert with a long career in homeland security, and she entered the Trump administration during the transition, serving as General John Kelly's Sherpa, guiding him through the confirmation process, and really earned his trust at that time, enough for him to tap her as his chief of staff when he was at the Department of Homeland Security, and then bring her over to the White House, where she has served as essentially chief of staff to the chief of staff. It was with Kelly's blessing that she is now being sent over to the Department of Homeland Security to run the entire place. She is the first woman to run the Department of Homeland Security, and she is the first person who has actually worked in the department to then go on to run the department.
So what does Nielsen bring to the table in terms of the big functions at DHS? And there are many. Let's say counterterrorism, national security.
You know, she has been praised for her management capability and competence, some of which have been in somewhat short supply during the Trump administration. And Kelly has really come to respect her extraordinary work ethic. There was a story that bounced around where she developed an illness where she had coughing fits such that she broke her ribs and came into work nonetheless during the transition. But she has a deep expertise in cybersecurity, and DHS is really an enormous office that requires really management capability. And I do think, as you mentioned, she isn't a household name, and the department or the administration was really having difficulty finding somebody to fill this job. And it's something unique to the Trump administration, I think, where A, they're having trouble finding people willing to do these jobs because many qualified people have seen the way that the president has treated some of his cabinet secretaries, like Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, where some qualified people have not wanted to serve. So we've gotten, and this isn't a comment on Kirstjen's qualifications or her competence, but some of the better known people have not wanted to step up to these jobs.
The Department of Homeland Security runs a lot of immigration enforcement in addition to national security. ICE is just one of the agencies that it controls. Is Kirstjen Nielsen on board with President Trump's immigration policies, including rescinding DACA, including the travel ban and a border wall?
You know, Kirstjen hasn't been a principal, and unlike typical profile for a cabinet secretary, like a military general or a congressman, we don't know all that much about her political views. She has only served as a number two to General Kelly at DHS and then at the White House. And so it remains to be seen how her views will emerge and whether she will push back on some of the Trump administration immigration proposals or march in lockstep with them.
You know, Homeland Security also controls FEMA, and we've watched over recent weeks as FEMA responds to hurricanes in Texas and Florida. And in the case of Puerto Rico, a lot of problems with coordination, delivering food and water to people there. Was the White House sensitive to the fact that they were trying to respond to these disasters with no one officially in charge at Homeland Security as the scrutiny increases?
it's been really 3 months since July, and I do think as the search dragged on, you know, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul was a front runner for the position, and he fell through. He didn't impress White House officials in early interviews, and I do think that there was a sense of urgency in the White House, particularly with not one and not two, but three hurricanes hitting the United States. They did start to feel a sense of urgency to get a leader at the Department of Homeland Security. It's a point where they were subject to obvious criticism for not having somebody in that job.
You know, Eliana Johnson, you mentioned it already, but they've had a hard time finding what I'll call famous top-tier people to fill this job because of the president's treatment of his cabinet members in public. Jeff Sessions, Rex Tillerson, you name them. Kirstjen Nielsen has to be acutely aware of what she may be stepping into in front of the whole country and the whole world, working for a boss like President Trump, who, if he is displeased, will try to discredit you in public.
I'm sure that she's aware of that. You know, on the one hand, the Trump administration really presents an extraordinary opportunity for younger and less seasoned people to step up into leadership positions. Kirstjen's a great example of that. She's only 45 years old, and as I mentioned, doesn't have the kind of typical experience or background of a cabinet secretary, but somebody who's been praised for her extraordinary competence and obviously has earned the trust of General Kelly, who has also been praised for his competence and his leadership capabilities. But on the other hand, we are getting people who are less well-known and less seasoned. So if she's not aware that this is a difficult administration to work in, I'd be shocked.
We're going to let you go, Eliana Johnson, but Kirstjen Nielsen will have to be approved by the Senate. What are senators saying? Is this a lock?
I do think that she's virtually guaranteed simply because of the need to have a leader there and her lack of a, you know, controversial record.
And it'll only take 50 votes to approve her anyway, which means if Republicans are on board and just a couple of Democrats, it is a lock. Eliana Johnson of Politico, Kirstjen Nielsen, President Trump's nominee to head Homeland Security. Eliana Johnson, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.